Higher Learning on the special edition TFW Fitness Show. I'm Mike Howard. Nice to have you along with us today. We're talking to, wait for it, yeah, Hal Johnson from Body Break fame, who is still producing new episodes. Be sure to have a look for those this week on the tube. He's got a successful web business now, selling his own Body Break clothing line. He's also doing a lot of speaking engagements with his wife and co-host Joanne McLeod. And because our show's all about fitness today, I inevitably asked him some tips on working out, staying fit, and having fun. This is Higher Learning.
There's no real excuse not to have fun this summer.
And at the same time, you can keep fit participating in all sorts of activities.
Put the two things together, and you too can keep fit and have fun.
Now, Hal, because this is our fitness show on the first word, I guess you're going to be, our resident expert. I know you said it was more about playing sports, but can we ask you some quick fitness questions?
Sure.
You probably know a lot about this. How many minutes would you have to jog consecutively to get a good workout and to keep the heart rate up?
Yeah, it's really, it depends what shape you're in, depends what your age is. So, for example, if you're
late 20s,
mid 20s, or
175,
and it's not as much as your, and that's your weight, it's what shape you're in.
Okay.
So and what your goal is, but you want to make sure that your heart rate gets in the zone for about 15 minutes minimum, and that means so your heart rate up, it should be around 140. Now there's, if you want to lose weight, go a little slower. If you want to get cardiovascular strengthening, so your heart gets stronger, mm-hmm. you go a little faster. So, 135 to 145 is going to get you a good workout, but you want to make sure that you're in that zone for at least 15 minutes.
That's what I thought. I mean, I'm going for normally about 20, 25, so I think I'm covering that. That's good. Which is better, and if you're doing a cardio workout and a weight workout, which one do you want to do first?
It really depends on your body and what you like mm-hmm. like to do. There's no this is better than that.
Everyone's going to be different.
Everyone's going to be different, but quite often, I find that doing my cardiovascular workout first, I'm a little you're sweaty, you're tired.
Tough to get the weights going after
to get
that.
The weights going, but
yeah.
The weights going, and then it's great to do the cardio workout because you're almost stretching out those muscles and as well at the time. So I prefer to do the weights first and then do the cardio. And also, and if you're at a gym, for example, you're not all sweaty all over the equipment.
Yes, good point.
Laying on that bench and somebody else is behind you and it's soaked because you've been, you're all sweaty.
So what's the protocol for that? Do you want to wipe down the machine before and after, I guess, don't you? I mean, that's
exactly.
You're covering exactly. So that you're not, got your hands all over some other guy's sweat, but you want to be nice to the next guy, too.
That's right.
We're talking with Hal Johnson from Body Break. Do you want to eat before or after a workout? I never know if I want, to have a full stomach, or do you want to, will you eat afterwards to, you break the muscle down and then you eat afterwards so that grows?
You eat within about 30 minutes, 32 minutes to an hour after you've worked out.
Oh.
But, depending on your own system, I personally, I have a really difficult time eating 2 hours before I'm going to work out.
You have a hard time eating before?
Before, because I can't eat and then go work out.
No, I can't either.
But I
have to eat something because otherwise you're on the third rep on the bench and it's not, you're just like, you need the energy. It feels like you need the energy before.
Yeah, you can have something, have some juice, have an apple, have something that's not going to be heavier on you.
Mm-hmm.
But anything that's more heavier on you can really can make you feel sluggish. But then about within an hour of finishing your workout, it's good to have something, have a meal to replenish your body at that point.
What about the whole 8 glasses of water a day thing? That's what they've been saying for so long, but haven't they recently just figured out that that is maybe a misnomer? That's a lot of water.
Well, it is a lot of water. Going to the bathroom quite often, but one of the things, the main thing it will do for you, in fact, I had about 3 glasses here in the last hour, is, I'm on the computer, but one thing it'll do for you is it'll make you feel full. So if you feel full, you're not going to nibble, and that's really one of the major things from a weight loss perspective. But the other thing is it will help your skin. It will help, you know, your body needs fluid, and your body is about two-thirds fluid, so it needs water in there.
Mm-hmm. Back to the weights, is it better to go in a cycle and cycle through each machine one at a time and then kind of come back around again to do your second set? Or do you want to do, one set, 10 reps, wait for a minute, another 10 reps, and then another 10 or whatever, you know, all at once on one machine?
It depends if you're doing circuit training or what your goals are. But, I mean, I found that it's really, you want to break down that muscle, so you want to do that particular exercise anywhere between 3 to 5 sets. And, you know, if you're doing 3 sets and you're doing, you know, a heavier weight and, 10 repetitions, I prefer to do that. You'll find that, for example, some of the best people to look to for assistance and help in what they do is bodybuilders, because they're really reshaping their body and they, you know, they do it very well. And they will take a specific body part and work on that part. So they're actually ripping the muscle in that area down, and then that muscle is going to regrow and get stronger and get back together. And that's the way I prefer to work out. But if you don't have a lot of time to work out and you want to do a total body workout, circuit training is not that bad. It's not something that, you know, personally I like to do.
Well, thanks, Hal. It's been great chatting with you. I guess we're just about ready to wrap it up. Talking with Hal Johnson from Body Break. Body Break, of course, which is still on the air. Obviously, with all the channels we've got, it might be a little bit tougher to find it. But in case you're wondering, Body Break is still there. And I know that bodybreak.com exists. And you guys have a clothing line. So, I mean, people can interact with you on the website and get involved and keep in touch. And
if they can, they go to bodybreak.com and just email us right from there. And, you know, we've got hats and shirts and all kinds of stuff there.
Is that stuff selling? Like, you guys...
Oh, yeah.
It's moving.
Oh, yeah. We sell quite a lot of it. And it's kind of neat. And one thing that's funny is that we get a lot of people... dressing up as us for Halloween.
Oh, Hal.
Got a whole slew of pictures of people who have dressed up as Hal and Joanne.
Oh, that's great.
For Halloween, they put their gym clothes on and paint on mustaches.
oh, boy.
And so it's kind of neat. We get the...
Do you have those on the site as a specific gallery?
Actually, it's a good idea. We haven't put that up, but we've gotten emails from
tons
people.
Of
and so I should put those up, but it is kind of neat. So
you get tons of traffic with that. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, well, thanks, Hal.
Thank you.
Take care, and great talking to you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Body Break.